Today's Richard Green with your Worldwide News Update. Linda McMahon, Howard Lutnick, and Dr. Mehmet Oz are the new names for U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's incoming administration. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has details.
I'm not going to fade into the woodwork. You'll probably see me around.
Linda McMahon in 2010 after the first of her two failed bids for a Senate seat from Connecticut. President-elect Trump's now nominating the billionaire professional wrestling mogul for Secretary of Education. She served a year on the Connecticut Board of Education and on the Board of Trustees for Sacred Heart University, though she's seen as a relative unknown in education circles. She has expressed support for charter schools and school choice, but the Education Department is an agency Trump has promised to dismantle. McMahon's co-chaired Trump's transition team with Howard Lutnick, chief executive of financial services company Cantor Fitzgerald, who he's tapped to lead the Commerce Department. Trump's also selected Dr. Mehmet Oz, the former heart surgeon turned TV talk show host, to head the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Oz will head the agency that runs the separate federal health insurance programs for elderly and low-income Americans. Hong Kong media tycoon and pro-democracy activist Jimmy Lai testified for the first time Wednesday in his national security trial. The 76-year-old Lai is charged with conspiracy to collude with foreign forces and publishing seditious materials. Dozens of people braved the pouring rain in hopes of getting a seat to hear Lai's testimony, including 63-year-old Sum Ho.
He's rich, but he still give up his privilege to be an outspoken man for justice, freedom, and democracy.
This is VOA News. Lai denied allegations that he tried to influence the U.S. on foreign policy towards Hong Kong or China when he met with then-Vice President Mike Pence and then-Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in 2019 during pro-democracy demonstrations. Lai was the founder of the pro-democracy newspaper Apple Daily. He was arrested in 2020 under the sweeping national security law imposed by Beijing in response to the protests. The newspaper shut down the following year after the company's assets were frozen. Lai's testimony comes a day after 45 pro-democracy activists received lengthy prison sentences in a separate national security case. Leaders of the world's largest economies ended their two-day G20 summit in Rio de Janeiro with a statement supporting the priorities of the Global South, nations generally considered to be developing countries, as well as Russia and China. White House Bureau Chief Patty Wittakuswara traveled with President Joe Biden to Rio and brings us this report.
In a joint statement, the group underscored the need to slow global warming, reduce poverty, and impose a global tax on billionaires. It again called for an expansion of the United Nations Security Council beyond its five current permanent members. The statement also called for a ceasefire in Gaza and Lebanon and pathway to a two-state solution for Israel and the Palestinians, but did not mention Israel's right to defend itself, a line U.S. President Joe Biden pushes for in various global forums. As in last year's summit, G20 leaders highlighted the human suffering and economic impact of the war in Ukraine without any condemnation of Russia. Traveling with President Biden in Rio de Janeiro, Patsy Wittakuswara, VOA News.
Parts of the western United States were hit by one of the strongest storms to reach the area in decades Tuesday. Forecasters issued excessive rainfall risk for Northern California and the Pacific Northwest before the arrival of an atmospheric river, also known as a bomb cyclone. Heavy winds downed trees and knocked out power across the region, leaving more than 450,000 customers in the dark. Authorities in Washington state say a woman was killed when a large tree fell on a homeless encampment. The storm is expected to last through Friday. Tennis superstar Rafael Nadal played the final match of his legendary career Tuesday. The 38-year-old Spaniard went down in straight sets to Bodek van de Zandschulp of the Netherlands in an emotional match in Davis Cup competition in Malaga. Nadal announced in October that he would retire following Spain's Davis Cup run. He won 22 Grand Slam titles during his career, including a record 14 French Open titles, but has been plagued by various injuries in recent years. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.